Well, of course, Monday morning is when you can expect to hear some of the great new music that we're going to be playing on 2SER 107.3. That means every morning on a Monday, you get to have a chat with Andrew Cadore, the man in charge of our new music. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
What have we got cracking on for new music this particular week?
Well, there's sort of a logical progression from last week. Last week, we ended with the African singer Awapulo, and we talked about this tidal wave of music from Africa that is slowly but surely reaching our shores week by week by week. There's so much of it. I can't get enough. I have a feeling the listeners of 2SER can't get enough. And I discovered this new record by a band who have been long running in Lagos, Nigeria, called Obadika. They do most of their gigs in Baptist churches in Lagos, Nigeria.
Wow.
And they're all friends. They've been around a long time. And this has been released on the Honest John's label. Honest John's is a fantastic record store out of London, but for a long time have also been a label co-run by Damon Albarn from Blur.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so he's got this real dedication to sounds like this from all over the world. Obadika is the latest. And look, they're a really earthy, rootsy take on the traditional brass band. So you've got these really interesting rhythms, bubbling Afro rhythms, and these really easy rolling jazz kind of sensibilities with a tempo that's kind of like classic reggae. So, look, let's have a listen and see if that makes any sense whatsoever.
I'm quite keen on this. We're listening to April 8 at the moment.
So would I be right in saying, like, it doesn't sound like there's a lot going on, but I think there is a lot going on?
Yes, you'd be absolutely right with that. And I can see why it's doing so good in Baptist churches as well.
Right?
It's a crowd pleaser.
You think it's the best soundtrack for being in a Baptist church?
Why not? Why not indeed?
They do have a spiritual leaning, these guys. They're called Obadika. The album's self-titled. And as mentioned, it's on the Honest John's label out of the UK, co-run by Damon Albarn.
Okay, what's up next?
What's up next is a really great return for the bassist from Tortoise. His name's Douglas McCombs, and since 1995, he's had this side project with a bunch of revolving players called Brokeback, which has always been a really interesting project. So think of it this way. What he does, it's kind of like this cinematic widescreen kind of soundtrack for a Western, if it was directed by David Lynch. So he's got hints of Mexican-type sounds, other exotic things. It's a really expansive and thrilling take on Americana, mostly instrumental. And as you'll hear from this track, we're going to take a little bit of Cairo Levy. It's just basically a very dusty, exotic take on Americana that essentially just you sort of get it straight away. But once again, there's a lot going on and it's kind of hard to make sense of and pinned down, but it just sounds gorgeous.
All right, let's have a listen. Complexity there.
Yeah. Look, that's one of the racier tracks on the record. A lot more moody stuff on this one. This album's particularly personal for Doug McCombs. The music reflects the time he spent growing up along the Illinois River between Peoria and Chicago, where he now lives and, of course, works with Tortoise when they can actually get together to make an album every 8 years or so. But yeah, a very busy musician, Douglas McCombs from Tortoise. The new album is called Illinois River Valley Blues, and it's from his very long-running project, more than two decades now, called Brokeback.
All right. And what are we ending up with?
We're going to end up with something a little closer to home from Biscotti out of Melbourne. Now, look, I love bedroom musicians. I just love the fact that it's a very simple and immediate way to make music. But when it goes into this complete fantasy realm, I love it even more. And that's what Melbourne's Carla Ori has done with her project, which is called Biscotti. The debut album's called Like Heaven in the Movies. So, look, she's, you know, got her head in the clouds, and willfully so. And she's got this real melting pot approach of late 70s, early 80s post-punk. And it's a really giddy kind of record. There's a lot of great, awesome pop numbers on there. But then she goes into this realm of dub and synth pop and jagged guitars, and there's something akin to the spaghetti western type soundtracks that Ennio Morricone does, and she's all doing it from her bedroom. She recorded this mostly in various bedrooms, the bio says, across Melbourne, as well as a little bit of time spent in RMIT in Victoria, the studios there. So she's been very crafty. She recorded and played most of it herself. There's only a few cameos on there, so she's a very, very crafty person. And it's just so much fun, this record, and I thought that this track that we'd go out with really exemplifies that. It's called Fantastico. I think there's some Italian heritage working here. She's having a great time. It's Biscotti. The album's called Like Heaven in the Movies, and I reckon it's a cracker.
All right. Thank you very much, mate. We'll talk more music this time next week.
Thanks, and see you next week.
See you next week.
Si raccoglie e viene trasformata l'energia presa da raggi del sole e niente carburante e niente rumore e niente fumi di scarico che ammorbano aria, aria. Sarà un viaggio in umiltà e in povertà, a tu per tu con la natura. Non ci sono dubbi che fratello sole funziona perfettamente. Fantastico.
Ah, fantastico. Fantastico, elettromotorino. Fantastico, elettromotorino.